Hi, welcome back to Valley Home Loans Podcast. I am your host, Valley Williams, loan officer with C2 Financial, the nation's number one mortgage broker. I am here today to talk to people about getting pre-approved. So in the process of buying a home, the very first thing you want to do and need to do is get pre-approved. So what's the difference between a pre-approval and a full approval? So a pre-approval, we verify your income, verify your assets, and we run your credit. And from there, we pre-approve you based on your income versus your debts of how much you can afford. And the important part about that is a lot of people are going on Google or going on different search engines and typing in some numbers, and they're kind of getting an automated approval from the search engine websites. But what that engine can't do that a human can is see where maybe you have issue with what the bank's guidelines are that aren't, you know, put into that equation to give you an automated approval. And you could have a salary gap or a job gap or variable income, and all those things a loan officer will know how to calculate the proper way. And it's important to get pre-approved before you go shopping, because a lot of clients don't realize that the cost of a house and how much it relates to in a sales price, comparing it to maybe what you find on those automated calculators. And the reason I say that is because I recently had a client who thought he could buy a $600,000 house for $2,100 a month. He used one of those auto calculators, and what he didn't realize is that he wasn't including taxes and insurance. And in some cases, there's mortgage insurance. And so how do you know what the amount of mortgage insurance is that you need without consulting a professional? And, you know, he was misled by these online calculators. And I would say the same for you guys, to just really reach out to somebody you trust and consult them. And that brings up another issue as a consultant. We are here for that very thing, to consult us. If you rely on Google and any of these search engines heavily, you're going to be misled. There's a lot of information out there, and some of it is inaccurate and some of it doesn't apply to you. So you're applying this stuff to your situation and it may not even be really accurate. And I've ran into that more often than not. And so, you know, it's great to get a little bit informed from Google and these search engines and blogs, but to really consult a professional and consult them and take their advice and heed their advice. Okay, never heard anyone sneeze on a podcast. There you go. I have allergies, my friends. So the other thing is, when you get pre-approved, there's different banks have different options and different rules. So I can really speak for myself in a way that I am a mortgage broker. And what that means is our job is to shop the best rate and the best loan for you. We are not tied to one specific bank where we have to use their programs, their rates, and their guidelines. We actually shop the loan and find the best one for you. So for me, I would prefer to use a broker over a bank because of that reason. I'm not tied to their interest rates. And so I can really give you the best that there is for you. And so that's the important thing about using a mortgage broker versus a bank, and, you know, making sure your mortgage broker is knowledgeable and experienced and really puts you first. You know, it's not a one shop fits all where everybody is going to, you know, get the same quality of service from everyone. So you really need to just really pay attention to what kind of service you want and who can provide that for you, and that they have the most knowledge and perform for you the way you want. So anyways, that's the topic about getting pre-approved. Pre-approved before you shop for a home. You're not wasting the realtor's time. You're not wasting your time. You're looking at homes that are in your price range. You know what your payment's going to be, and so you know what to expect. And on top of that, you know what your closing costs are going to be. That's important too. A lot of people don't know, hey, you got $10,000 in closing costs on top of your down payment. Well, you know, how is the bank going to take care of that? Is the seller going to pay it for you? Is the realtor going to give you a commission credit? Is, in our case, a lot of times we as the bank pay your closing costs. So that's important to know also. So anyways, thanks for listening, guys. And I hope that if you're interested in buying a home in 2019, you know, to reach out to me, I'll help you get pre-approved. It's literally a 20-minute process. You can apply online through our link. That takes about 2 minutes. Once done, it takes me about 20 minutes to pre-approve you. And if I can't, I'll get you on a track to get there. So if there's something up with your income or your credit, we find a way to work through it and help you and put you on a track to get there in a short term, to meet your goals. Okay. And if we can't do it, we'll tell you why and what we need to do later. You know, it could be a year out. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of 2019.